Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Sometimes the way the Lord chooses to heal us isn't pleasant. This comes to mind when I look at the first reading today and how Tobit is cured of his blindness through fish gall being smeared onto his eyes and then the cataracts peeled off. And the whole description of this doesn't sound very pleasant or very charming or something that I'm super excited to enter into. I've never really had any major surgeries, but one time when I was in college, I got something in my eye and I ended up having to go to the ER to have my eye irrigated, which just meant having this liquid being poured over my eye for quite a while. And the doctor was asking if it hurt. And I said, no, she asked if I was lying, and I said a little bit. But my main thing was I just didn't want her to take this kind of painful, like, plastic thing off of my eye and then have to put it back on. But I was willing to suffer to feel better because the whole day my eye had just been weeping, and it was very unpleasant. And so I was willing to go through this experience that wasn't the most fun because I was hoping that it would be able to bring about a greater healing. So while the first reading is talking about this physical healing, I think a lot of times the ways that the Lord chooses to heal us or work in our lives often involve something that's kind of repulsive initially or something that we don't want to do. Oddly, a lot of the times, the way that we grow closer to the Lord is through suffering, and that if we didn't experience this suffering, we maybe wouldn't have the closeness to the Lord that He desires us to have. I recently finished reading this book called 6 Months to Live, and it was about this young man who was 22, and he had cancer, but it talks about some of the changes that happened in the people around him. And the author of the book is talking to the parents, and the parents say that there was this one point when they had to just surrender their son back to the Lord. And then there was this beautiful intimacy that came about in their relationship, that they were able to share their feelings with each other and to cry with each other, to laugh with each other in a way that they hadn't been able to experience throughout the entirety of their marriage, but in a way that they desired before. And the wife was saying something along the lines of how it took their son having cancer for them to arrive at this intimacy. And while, of course, they didn't want their son to suffer and die, she was profoundly grateful for what it did in the relationship she had with her husband. And so often, this is what the Lord does. He gives us things that we don't like, things that hurt, things that are unpleasant, things that maybe we even want to run away from. And He uses it to bring about something beautiful, something good, something that we had to really suffer for, but which profoundly changes us. The responsorial psalm is all about praising the Lord for what He's done in our lives, how He gives justice, how He feeds the hungry, how He sets captives free, how He gives sight to the blind, how He raises up those who are bowed down, how he protects the stranger and he loves the just and he thwarts the ways of the wicked. The Lord does all of these glorious things, but so often in my life, he does it in a way other than what I expected, perhaps in a way other than what I wanted. And that I maybe wouldn't choose the way that the Lord works. But that's because I have this very narrow focus. I don't see the bigger picture. But the Lord does. And so in the first reading, we see that fish gall is being smeared on eyes to bring about a newness in sight. And it makes me wonder, what is the gross fish guts and bile that the Lord wants to put on my eyes to give me a new sight? How does the Lord want to change the way that I see things, to change the way that I interact with others, to change my very heart and soul to be more aligned with His? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the ways that you are laboring to bring about a deep and profound healing within us. Lord, grant me the grace to be able to receive whatever healing that you want to offer, even if it's painful, even if I initially want to run away from it, even if it's uncomfortable. Lord, grant me the grace to be able to say yes to whatever way that you desire to heal me today. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.